Hello, my name is Sherman Alexie, and I'm going to read to you from my debut young adult novel, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian.
The finalists for the National Book Awards are out.
I was born with water on the brain. Okay, so that's not exactly true. I was actually born with too much cerebral spinal fluid inside my skull. But cerebral spinal fluid is just a doctor's fancy way of saying brain grease. And brain grease works inside the lobes like car grease works inside an engine.
Sherman Alexie is nominated in the Young People's Lit category for his book, as is Kathleen Dewey for her book Skin Hunger, M. Cindy Fallon for Touching Snow, Brian Selznick nominated for The Invention of Hugo Cabret, and Sarah Zarr for Story of a Girl. The winners will be announced on November 14th here in New York City in a ceremony where our very own Terry Gross of Fresh Air will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. Someone who is due to get a Lifetime Achievement Award as soon as she can drive
in her short life
is Amber Gibson. She's official teen reviewer for YABookCentral.com. She goes to school in Naperville, Illinois, and she is our young adult book reviewer. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Actually, I misspoke. You can drive, right?
I can drive now, yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I understand you spent the week looking at colleges.
Yeah, I did, actually.
But you had time to squeeze in a little YA reading. Let's start with the Sherman Alexie book, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. Now, he is a guy who's been writing for adults for a long time. This is his first young person book. How did you like it?
I thought it was absolutely hysterical. And I think teens are really going to like how he incorporates humor into everything, even the most serious topics. And I think his story is really unique because how many Native Americans living on reservations are writing books? And I think that he really captures res life from a teenage boy's perspective. Mm-hmm. And he can make fun of everyone because the person he makes the most fun of is himself.
Right. Do you have a little passage you wanted to read for us?
Oh, yeah. Here we go, quoting from the book. Gordy gave me this book by a Russian dude named Tolstoy, who wrote, "Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." Well, I hate to argue with a Russian genius, but Tolstoy didn't know Indians, and he didn't know that all Indian families are unhappy for the same exact reasons, the frickin' booze.
Wow. So, just help me with this, though, Amber. What's the basic plot of this story?
The basic plot, well, we have our main character, Arnold Spirit, and he is living on an Indian reservation, and, you know, he's always this perpetual underdog, and he really wants to make more of his life. He doesn't want to spend his whole life stuck on the res, so he makes a really big decision to go off to the white school, and, you know, his friends give him a lot of crap about that, and at first he completely doesn't fit in, but he really manages to make it work. And I think Sherman Alexie's story isn't about, oh, you should feel bad for us living on the reservations, but more of a story that, you know, he can really make this work and he can overcome a lot of the racism and prejudices that he's faced with.
All right, well, let's go on to this book, Touching Snow, by M. Cindy Fallon. I was kind of amazed, maybe because I have a 13-year-old daughter who's squarely in the realm of young literature like this. This is the opening sentence of this book, Touching Snow. The best way to avoid being picked on by high school bullies is to kill someone. Anyone will do. Accidental killings have the same effect as on-purpose murder. I thought, that's a little bleak. Did you like this book, and was it kind of a dark book?
I did like this book, and it was pretty dark, but I think that, I mean, this book is dealing with child abuse, and Karina and her siblings are struggling with living with a stepfather who abuses them. And I think that the child abuse is something that goes on, though, in the world, and it happens a lot more than I think a lot of us would like to admit. So I think that this book, it was never too dark. I think that young adults will be able to relate to Karina and her siblings and their plight.
Okay, so real stuff happens. Real bad stuff actually happens to young people, and it's okay if that's reflected in the literature,
right,
you think. All right, let's talk The Invention of Hugo Cabret by Brian Selznick. I understand we actually have a clip of this book.
Yes.
And the more he worked on the automaton, the more he came to believe something that he knew was completely crazy. Hugo felt sure that the note was going to answer all his questions and tell him what to do now that he was alone. The note was going to save his life.
What the heck is The Invention of Hugo Cabret?
Well, this is a mystery story, actually. It's directed at younger readers than some of the other books that are nominated. And Hugo is this young boy living in a Paris train station. And after the death of his father, he develops this obsession with the automaton that the clip was talking about. He believes that the automaton will kind of unlock all the secrets to his life. And this book, it's really unique because it has so many pictures. It's over 500 pages long.
Yeah, it's huge. I got it right in front of me.
Yeah,
it's like
when I first received it, I was just like, wow, this is such a long book. But actually, about over 300 of the pictures or of the pages are pictures. And Selznick, when he was first writing the book, it was planning on writing just a traditional kind of chapter book with maybe one picture a chapter. But when he was done writing it, he thought, you know, every time I'm just describing the setting, I could draw a picture or a series of pictures and make a much stronger impression.
Mm.
And so that's what he did, and I think it works really well for the book.
I think that maybe I was saying Hugo Cabret, and maybe it's Hugo Cabret. So the good news is I can't even pronounce young adult literature. But all right, unfortunately, we don't have time to get into too much detail on Story of a Girl by Sarah Zarr or Skin Hunger by Kathleen Dewey. But of these different nominees, which one, if you had to put money on it, which you legally probably can't do, Amber, which one would you bet on to get this award?
Well, this is tough because all of the books are so different, it's hard to compare them. But I would actually bet that The Invention of Hugo Cabret would win.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well,
I think it's very different, and it's going to stand out among these four books.
All right, Amber. We got you on the record for that. By the way, we're going to talk to you after the show, and we'll put up the rest of your comments on the blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thank you, Amber.
Hey, thanks for having me.
As always,
she's so cute.
A delight.
Lovely.